Welcome back to another episode of the Powerful Women Rising podcast. I'm your host, and my voice just got really podcasty. You guys know that old, I'm going to age myself now, but the Saturday Night Live episode with the ladies that host the podcast, and it's the Christmas one. And if I dare say sweaty balls on this podcast, that's the one I'm talking about. And they just have such the podcast voice. Every once in a while I hear myself and I'm like, oh, you have just become the sweaty balls, ladies. Anyway, sorry, Simone, you beautiful human. I just ruined your introduction talking about sweaty balls. And she's from Brazil, so she probably doesn't even know what I'm talking about. And she's going to go Google it and she's going to be like, really, this is what we talked about in my intro. I'm sorry. I love you. We are talking about confidence on camera and on the microphone and also authenticity. And so here I am. So her name is actually Simone. I call her Simone 12 times in this podcast interview because I forget, and I'm from Colorado where we don't say anything in a pretty way. But Simone is a dedicated on-camera confidence and video educator who practices what she preaches by sharing her journey of moving from behind the camera to in front of it. With her firsthand experience, Simone empowers women to find their voice, build confidence, and create a captivating personal brand through video content. Through bite-sized actions, Simone encourages clients to step out of their comfort zones and unlock their full potential on screen. So whether you are completely camera avoidant and like the thought of even recording a video and posting it on social media or somewhere freaks you out, or you've been doing video for a while, you feel pretty comfortable, you're pretty good at it, you just want to get better, and here's some advice for how to create more engaging content, this is your opportunity. She is brilliant, and I love that she started out behind the camera, so she knows what it's like to be you and be nervous and insecure and afraid and to do it anyway. So this is a great interview with Simone Bueno. Good morning, Simone. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Melissa. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes, super excited to talk to you today about being on camera. This is an interesting topic for us to talk about. I was thinking before this interview about how my relationship with that has evolved. And I think a lot of people's relationships changed during the quarantine when we had no choice but to be on Zoom. I know for me, that's when I got much more comfortable just feeling like I'm having a conversation with a person here. But I know a lot of people still have a hard time wrapping their brains around that, and especially recording video where you're not talking to someone and it's just you talking to hopefully whoever is listening. So this is a great topic for us to talk about. But before we dig in, tell everybody a little bit about you and about your relationship with being on camera.
All right. So I have a background in a very long time in the web development. But then I was brought into the filmmaking industry by my ex-husband. And then I ended up falling in love by seeing things on camera. So same thing during the pandemic, I got like in love with stories and mom stories. And then I wanted to help mom bring their stories, everyday mom, bring their stories to camera. But with the pandemic, I had to stop going forward that idea. But then I said, well, we still have online. How can I teach online? How can I help online bring these stories? And trying to find my way, trying to find this, how to come on camera, because I was shy. I was always being behind the camera. I realized that I needed to be on camera. And then I had to go through the process, like all this burden of being on camera or feeling not ready for camera, having my accent. I'm from Brazil. So I have a very thick accent, and be aware of my features, having a crooked tooth or a big nose that people tell me, like, all going through this. And I just say, you know, let's focus on what I can do, I want to help. So I just start doing the videos, start doing stuff, and you get better when you do it. And then I found a way, I found a niche where I can help because I went through that process. So I know, let's say, a shortcut. I know how you can do to get faster, but I went through was a long process to be on camera, because what I teach is not only about talking about business, is coming to a podcast interview like we're doing right now, because some people, they don't realize sometimes how the story is important, and suddenly they get an invitation. Oh, I have to be on podcast. What I need to be ready for to be, yeah. Oh, it's going to be recorded. Oh no, it's going to be recorded. It's not only my voice. I got to be seen too. So all this preparation that can be way easy and less stressful than one can realize.
Yeah. I got over that really quick when I was invited to a podcast that I didn't know was going to be on video. And so I literally showed up and like, I'll have to find the link and attach it, because I don't even know what I was wearing. I hadn't done my hair. I had no makeup on because I thought, we're just doing this. And then she was like, okay, so this is a video interview too. And I was like, oh, okay. It's still out there somewhere on YouTube. It's a great interview, but like, yeah, it's sometimes I just apparently had to just rip the Band-Aid off and go for it. And after that, I was like, okay, we got this. But yeah. I love what you said about the imperfections, because I think, you know, I took a video training course from a woman who has been a professional actress and is like flawless, gorgeous. And it's hard sometimes to have conversations with people like that, that are like, don't be insecure. It's easy to show up on camera. And you're like, of course it is when you look like that. Although I'm certain she has her own insecurities as well. But I love what you said about just like, it is hard to get over that. Like, everybody's going to be looking at this one thing that I have insecurities about, or everybody's going to think, I can't listen to this woman, she has an accent, or whatever the thing is. We've all got a thing, right?
Yes, yes. And I still think the way you were saying the actresses is different if they come into the acting part or they come into camera and talk to you. That's also different, mm-hmm. because you prepare to become a character. So let's play that role then. What character are you going to play? You play the character of you in your business, of a confident that knows what you're talking about. So, okay, let's get that into then. No, mm-hmm. like, you know, but what I tell these women, I say, like, you better than anyone know your business. So when you come into camera, that's what you're going to do. You're going to be this person, going to be talking about something that you know about.
Yeah. Yeah. And so hopefully that makes it a little less stressful of like, I don't know, like maybe if you don't have an actual script that you're following, and you're just speaking authentically from your heart, to just remember that you know everything there is to know about your business. And so you don't need to stress about having that script.
Yeah. And now, so a script is not good, mm-hmm. because there's going to stress you out, because you're going to try to remember, oh, what should I next? I just forgot now. Just forgot what I have to say next.
Yes.
I do help them when they are talking about something specific that maybe is a little bit longer, to use some keywords to like just stick next to the camera, next to the computer, whatever you're going to talk. So then if you have to follow through something a little longer, you know how to go next. But to memorize word by word, no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I agree. That's exactly why I do this podcast this way, because I've listened to podcasts where I can tell it was written out beforehand, and now I'm just listening to the host read it. I'm like, I don't want to listen to you read it. I could read it myself. I want to hear people having a conversation. So I love that. So why do you think, especially for the people who are listening who are hesitant to do anything on video, is that something that I hate to use the word have to, but in your mind, is that showing up on video something that is essential to growing a business or having a business, and why?
Melissa, right now it is. It is. If you want to grow your business, if you want to amplify the information about your business, to have in more different places and more platforms, video, it is the way to go. And it's not only, okay, now I'm just going to do video. We've seen this. And if you are on Instagram, on Facebook, it goes up and down, videos, photos, carousel. So you have a way to do everything. You don't mm-hmm. have to overdo video. But you have to start. You have to start, because that's how, it's an easy way to share. It's a easy way to show your personality, to for people to see who they are buying from. And we hear this everywhere. People buy because of you, not only what you sell. So, of course, you want to sell quality product, quality service, but they're going to be engaged. They're going to be like in love. They're going to choose you after somebody else because mm-hmm. who you are, because how you talk, because some experience you're sharing. That's the authenticity that we want to bring on camera. You know, just showing as you are. I'm not saying, oh, I have a messy bun at home. I'm just going to grab the camera and roll and go with it. If you're okay with that, yes, do it. Don't do it every day. Today I just have something that I want to share. That's the way I am right now. And I just go and share. And I've done that before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, engagement goes up and down. But always when you're talking, think about what you're sharing. It's something that is going to matter for at least one person out there mm-hmm. listening to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think video is the easiest way to actually create a connection with somebody that you have not met in real life.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that, you know, one of the things that I talk about a lot, you know, because I teach about networking and the effective ways to networking. And a lot of times people think that networking is just showing up at networking events or joining a networking group. And one of the things that I talk about is really networking is anything that you do that is creating a connection with another person, right? Whether it is another business owner or a potential client or whoever it is. And so you can network on social media. And one of the best ways to do that, I think, is through video, because that's where you can really create a personal connection. I can write something about my experiences or about my life or share a story, and that's impactful, but it's just different when you're looking in someone's eyes. You can hear their voice. You can see their facial expressions. It's a different kind of connection, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Like, let's think on the old times when you read something and then, oh, that sounds mean. But then if you hear somebody saying the same words, the way they would say, oh, okay, it's not bad.
Yeah.
So it's the same way when you bring your voice, like you not only bring the way you want people to hear you, you bring your personality with that. You bring your quirks, you bring, your the way you talk or the way you present yourself, the way you will do in person.
Yeah, absolutely. So what tips do you have for people who have the stage fright when it comes to being on camera, who are like, I can't even imagine turning the camera on and recording a video, let alone doing that and then sharing it out into the world? Do you have any ideas for like at least a starting place for them?
Oh, yes. So what I did, I don't recommend. Still my work for someone. I started doing live videos on Instagram. Mm. And that's when I share, like I even shared a little while ago on my account. It's just, I was praying nobody would show up. But like the unpreparedness, the thing they're just doing that, like, no. And then over time, I did that because I have the technical skill. And I was thinking, if I have to do everything that I want to do to be perfect to show on camera, I will never post it. So yeah. I wanted to be this person talking on video and sharing my message. So that's why I did live. But what you have to do, simple tips that I shared with the women that I'm training, start recording yourself on video. And think of one person. If you don't have anybody else that you can think of, think about me. You're talking to me about your business. What do you want to share? Like, let's say you're talking about your business or you're sharing something that happened your day, a little experience you want to share about, you went to a coffee shop or you bought a product that you weren't so sure about and then you had such a great experience with that. Anything personal that's going to create a connection with somebody that is listening. So this person is me. You're going to go on your camera and you're going to record, not going to post. Use your camera, your phone camera. You're not going to record on Instagram. You're not going to record on TikTok or YouTube. You're going to record on your camera roll. You're not going to post anywhere. After you post the video, you're going to listen to what you said without looking at you. Just listening and take a few notes. What you could have said better, or maybe some pauses were too long, and just take a few notes. Now you're going to look at the video without listening, just looking at you. How can you have moved better? How can you look more straight to the camera? Or you were touching your hair too much, you're moving your hands too much. Whatever you can enhance on that video, you like some like color or accessory, anything you would feel a little, oh, doesn't feel right. So then you keep repeating that for a few days for a re-recording until you feel a little better. But one thing is very important. It would never be perfect for you. You'll never be perfect. Mm-hmm. You have to get a point, put a timeline. I'm going to do 5 times or I'm going to do for 5 days and then I'm going to post. Because I have a client that I work for a few times and she posted some stories on Instagram, but she cannot make to post reels. She's like, I just can't like, and I tell her, this is more than perfect. Her message, the way she is showing up on video, everything is perfect. But her self-awareness is so high. Like, okay, don't post. Give your phone to your husband. Tell him to press the button because yeah. This is so good. She cannot do it. We come back and forth. She keep following me. She goes, oh, she's like, oh, I need to go back to you. But it's on you. It's on mm-hmm. you. You have to step. Like I say, first I was thinking about the word fear. Just forget about fear. Just step on fear. Like, no, you have to be courageous. Bring fear with you. On the last podcast, I was invited. Like I was thinking, oh, I was fearless. No. Oh, like I'm so scared. I was still doing it. So just now I'm inviting fear to come with me. Come, watch me. Watch me do it. Mm-hmm. So just be courageous. Do it. Get on camera. Start recording yourself and start falling in love with the message. Because when you like what you're saying, somebody else is going to like too. And yeah. Think about this one person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really, really good. I, you know, even when I'm hosting the podcast, I'm still nervous. So I think maybe it looks like I'm not. I lead in-person networking events also. And people always say stuff about like, you know, it's just amazing. You can get up there in front of all those people and talk and not be nervous. I'm like, oh, I'm nervous. I'm just doing it anyway. So that's an important point. I think I read this book and I can't even remember what it's called now. But it was about social anxiety. And one of the things that she said in that book, it was a psychiatrist or psychologist or therapist who had worked with people who had social anxiety. One of the things she said in the book is people always come to her saying, I want to get over my anxiety so I can start living my life. And she says, I always tell them it is the opposite. You have to start living your life in order to get over your anxiety. And I kept thinking about that when you were talking. It's like, we think, oh, I can't do this till I feel confident. No, it's actually the opposite. You just do it and the confidence comes. And I love what you said too about listening to it without watching. I have this debate with other podcast hosts I know who never listen to their podcast. And they're like, I can't believe you. I'm like, I listen to every single episode. And they're like, oh no, I could not. Like, you have to know what you sound like. That's how I knew I needed to stop saying, mm-hmm, uh-huh, yeah, oh, while the other person was talking, right? Because I listened to it and I was like, that's very obnoxious to listen to. But listening to it without watching, I think you can hear what you were saying about focusing on the message. And it's like, when you're not judging yourself and, oh, that was a weird face I made and I have lipstick on my teeth and why is one eye bigger than the other one? It's like, oh, that was actually really smart, that thing I just said. Well, that was really good. Like, oh, maybe I am an expert. And that starts to build up your confidence too.
Also, that content that we recorded talking, if you like something that you said, you can create a reel with a stock video with your voice talking that.
Right.
And that's already content. You don't need to start showing up on camera. Start, okay, oh, that was good. I sound really nice. Okay, let's get that voice out of this recording and put on a stock video.
Yeah, that's a great starting place. Just get your voice out there and then we'll move to the video. I like what you said too about like listening to it and making some changes, but setting a time limit on yourself. Like, I'm going to change this 3 times and then I'm going to post because it would be easy to just keep changing and changing and finding something else and then never post it for all of us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really, really smart. So do you have any tips that you can share for people maybe who are already creating video content of how to make their content more engaging, how to connect with their audience better?
So check what you're doing, like do a little auditing on your account. That's actually, it's one of the servers that I also offer if somebody already doing video and want to do a little like, you know, revamping on their account. I do a little auditing. Oh, what is working better? Oh, how are you sounding better? or change a little bit the message. Oh, I'm talking too much about the product, or the product's doing too much the way we're saying now. Oh, all the videos with the voice. So let's then show up on camera with the face. Mm-hmm. So anything you change a little bit, like explore. And I can explore different groups of creators. And because I'm from Brazil, I was able to apply and enter this group that is created for the Latin community. And when a creator comes inside and talk up to us about, you know, how you do it, how it works, like I explore, I feel like, oh, this is right to do now. And I try new things. That's no one way of doing things. And also social media, everything changes all the time. When you just get fixed in one idea, that idea changed already. So when I started doing video, why I changed my message, why they came on camera, because I did try the trends that were there, pointing, you know, singing, dancing, transitions, like, oh, it's just too much time consuming. And like, I didn't feel comfortable doing that. Even though I wasn't feeling comfortable doing the video, showing up on camera at first, I felt comfortable with my message, with what I was saying. So I said, okay, more people are going to feel the same way. If I'm feeling this, there's more people out there feeling the same way, that they don't want to do the point and dancing. And for me, it was really annoying going back to the video and try to watch what's saying the last one, because they do really quick. So you go back to watch. I was never able, like, you know, forget about it. I just scroll over. So try new things, but really focus on how you can engage with your audience. What your audience like? You know, if older people, there are more women, there are more younger people. So try to see what message we convey more with them. And also things that we were just talking about, like, you know, doing this, the trying new things without the fear of being judged, because people are always going to judge you for something, or they're going to tell they were good or bad or anything else. And one thing really interesting about my story coming on camera, like afraid to be judged. One night I had a dream that I did a video and somebody did a meme on that. And instead of feeling bad in the dream, instead of feeling bad, I was like, yay, I made it. Somebody's made a joke out of my video. It's so good, so important for somebody made a joke over that, like, you know, it's working.
Yeah.
So just be kind to yourself, you know, just focus on the message, focus on what you want to share. And then everything else is somebody's going to benefit from that. You know, think about one person benefit from that conversation always.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't read the comments.
Or if you do read the comments, just be prepared for it. But, you know, that's blocking, that's hiding, that's, you know, don't take that personally.
Yeah.
Like, something I learned from life or anything, many times when people are saying something about you, is more reflecting how they are feeling about it, not about what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So if it's something like, you know, it's annoying, you just hide the comment, delete. Like I just had this video that I was sharing, and then I don't share much, but sometimes like my daughter, she likes it, participates. And then it wasn't so much inappropriate, the comment, but just everything he was comment always was about my daughter. I didn't feel that good. Mm-hmm. So I blocked that person from commenting on my videos. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't like really inappropriate, but like it leaned to the way, kind of like in a soft way. I was like, that's not the way I want this here. So, you know, whatever you feel, that's a safe way for you to navigate to social media.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think back to, there was a marketing coach that I used to follow a long time ago. And she used to say, my social media is like my front porch. And so I get to decide who sits on it. I get to decide what we talk about. If I don't like something that someone says on my front porch, I can say, I don't want you here anymore. And I don't have to explain myself to anybody because it's my front porch. So I kind of think about that, like with comments too. It's like, I don't have to get all fussed about this person who posted something like really kind of meanly disagreeing with what I said. I mean, you could disagree with me, but you don't have to be mean, you know? Yeah. And I don't have to be like, well, should I leave it? Because it's okay to disagree with me. And maybe it's better to leave that comment because at least it's engagement or whatever, whatever. It's like, I don't need to have that much drama about it. Just block and delete. She's one of like 10 billion people on this platform. And probably if she thinks my 10-second video is annoying, I'm probably not going to like her anyway. So what's the big deal? Like, yeah, I don't get less so annoying time, as time goes on.
Yeah. And this person has so much time on their hands to go and comment on.
Yeah. Yeah. We get so focused on the negative comments sometimes, I think, and don't spend as much time thinking about the positive comments or the people who more likely watch and are positively influenced, but don't like or don't comment. Like, can you talk about that a little bit too? Because I think we get really obsessed with engagement. Like, oh, I posted this video and nobody liked it and nobody commented and nobody shared it. But also you don't know how many people watched the video that didn't do any of those things. So what are your thoughts on engagement with video?
This is so perfect for this time. Like, not prepared this question.
I know.
But this is so interesting because last year, I opened my Facebook for business, let's say. I always had the picture since I had my kids. My profile picture were me and my kids or something like, you know, funny, and only family, people that I knew. So my Facebook followers, like around 500 people, between people that, like, most of the people I knew personally from different phases of my life. You know, I'm 50 years old. So, and later in life, everybody started engaging on Facebook. But the account was open. Only people that really, like, you know, I knew was coming in the account. But, like, I heard this TikTok saying, you don't know how much business there is on Facebook. Start posting about your business, your Facebook profile. I did have a business account. I wasn't getting any engagement, any following. We're like, okay, let's try. So I changed my profile picture for the same one I had on Instagram, and I changed the banner. And that's it. Or the description, something. I, like, overnight, literally, I wasn't ready for that. I had over 1,000 people requesting to follow. Like, they need to request. It wasn't open for them to come in. I just felt like, you know, I start accepting. I was like, what? Like, where is all these people here coming from? So whatever, start being recommended. So my account in 2 months grew like over 4,000 followers on Facebook. And then I don't see that much engagement on the account. I see if I go the statistic, oh, it's been seen, but like I don't see likes, I don't see comments. Last year on my birthday, a friend, somebody that I know in person, like, he came to me and told me, oh, I love what you're doing. I love your videos. They are so inspiring. Keep doing what you're doing. He never commented on a single video. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that, like, okay, I was right. I'm right doing what I'm doing because people are watching. So yeah. There's a say, don't think about getting the response. If you want to see something, see at the statistic, how many people are really watching and how many likes, how many comments you have. Mm-hmm. So the people watching are the one that matters. And you still have, can go even further. You can see age, you can see location, you can see language. Check this out on your accounts. Go to the stats of your accounts and see that. And that one thing, it was really important for me to know and understand that what I'm doing, I'm going to the right audience, that I happen to have a video that went viral. It had over 1 million views. I never did a video expected to go viral. And then I said, why did it happen? So I connected my Instagram account to my Facebook account, and that video got recommended to Facebook. And most of the views are on Facebook. I don't go to my Facebook account. I cannot find a video, but it's recommendation from Instagram. Mm-hmm. So that's what the view, like, was the content, was the message, whatever it was, it just got tons of view. And the people that engage or watch the video the most are the people that are the people that I'm focusing on. Women between, like, you know, late 30s, mid 50. So I'm doing the right thing. So that's where you have to go, where you have to focus. See the stats.
Yeah. Yeah. We get so worked up about the algorithm and doing the right thing for the algorithm to show people our stuff. And we need to get more likes and comments because then the algorithm will show people our, my life got so much easier when I let go of all of that stuff and just started posting, doing it. And it worked. It worked better, actually, than it did when I was obsessing over the algorithm. And I didn't ever want to post reels because it took me an hour to get it just right where I was pointing. And the words were at the same place that I was pointing. And I was like, reels are so much work. They're actually not.
That's what I say. I stopped doing that. Sometimes I still, like, kind of too, like, I teach to kind of like get something on point and engage a little bit for the video not to be boring. You can do like do these like close-ups, zooms with the video, but it's you talking, not having just to like, you know, point and do stuff that is, it is more work. And now it's kind of annoying right now. So unless you really want to spend a lot of time on doing this stuff, you have way easier way to go and present yourself and talk about your business. That's what we're focusing here. What is the main reason for you to come in on video? It's focusing on the message.
Yeah.
Whatever you're sharing is a personal note. It's a personal experience. It's talking about your product or your service. Come on camera and talk to this one person that you want to make a difference today.
Yeah. That's really, really good advice. Simone, thank you so much for this interview. This has been very, very helpful. I think for great tips for people who are super uncomfortable and nervous to show up on video, but also people who are already doing it and just want to get better at it and get better results. So if people want to connect with you, if they want to learn more about what you do and how you can help them be more confident on video, what's the best way for them to do that?
Instagram is the place that I'm engaged the most. So you can find me anywhere at I am Simone Moni. It's like S-I-M-O-N-E-M-O-N-Y. Mm-hmm. You're going to share the link, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. But if you look for Simone Bueno, it's going to pop my account.
Perfect.
They can learn there. Like, I share like several tips there for free. And I offer 101 video training on the 5 weeks that, you know, we get on Zoom, we get on call, we get on purpose on your business, your focus. So every training, it's customized. It's not like something pre-recorded. So you're going to be working directly with me. Or you have the 101 flash focused that I'm going to do the auditing on your account. And then we work what we can improve, how we can change your message, your videos, to do something different.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you again for your time and for sharing all of your wisdom with the listeners. It was really great. And I hope we get to talk again soon.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Powerful Women Rising podcast. I hope that you love this podcast and I love making it and I love connecting with you guys every week. So I would love to connect with you further outside of the podcast. There's a couple different ways we can do that. You can leave me a review. You can follow me on Instagram or shoot me a DM. You can also register for our next virtual speed networking event. It's on March 26th. If you're listening to this as the podcast comes out, if not, check out the website because there are lots of other dates that you can choose from. And I hope to see you guys soon. Have a great week.